I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, several years ago, a friend sent me a letter and enclosed a small item about dogs. She clipped it from a magazine, although she couldn't remember which one. The author obviously had great insight into the 12 stages of a dog's place in the household. The first stage is that the dog can't stay. There's no room for a dog. Stage 2, the dog can stay, but it's not allowed in the house. The third stage, well, maybe the dog can come in the house, but it must stay in the kitchen. Okay, the kitchen and the den. Stage 4. All right, the dog can go into all the rooms, but it is not allowed on the furniture. In the fifth stage, the dog is not allowed on the new furniture, just on the old furniture. Stage 6. The dog is allowed on all the furniture, but it is not allowed to sleep with the humans on the bed. 7. Okay, the dog is allowed on the bed, but only by invitation. Stage 8. The dog can sleep on the bed whenever it wants to, but not under the covers. 9. The dog can sleep under the covers, but only by invitation. Stage 10. Fine. The dog can sleep under the covers every night. Stage 11. The new king-size bed has enough room for the dog, who likes to sleep sideways, and still leaves space for the humans. Finally, stage 12. Every night, the human picks up the dog, puts it on the bed, climbs in, and turns off the light. Many of you listening recognize some or most of these stages. You understand how an animal, even a mutt, can find its way not only into your home, but eventually, inevitably, into your heart. You have enjoyed the companionship of a special pet in your life. If you would like to have a great companion like this, why not visit your local animal shelter this weekend and give a homeless dog or cat a chance to become a part of your family? Who says you have to sleep alone when you're speaking of pets?